Hello, listeners. This is Karthik from the Orville Radio, and I'm here with Ayumi and Brigu, the musicians who performed at Kripa last Tuesday, the 26th of December. First of all, thank you very much for coming to our studio, Brigu and Ayumi. Thank you very much. I would like to ask you to introduce yourself and talk briefly about your musical journey.
Sure. My name is Brigu, and Brigu Sahani. And it's beautiful to be here in Orville. I'm originally from Pune. And well, first of all, I'd like to thank all of the people from Orville who came to the show. It was a beautiful concert and we had the most amazing time. And now a little bit about myself. My name is Brigu Sahani. I'm originally from Pune, from India. I've been playing music for a long time, as long as I can remember, I guess. I went to Berkeley, to Boston, to Berkeley College of Music to study music, which is where I met Ayumi. And then I moved to New York. I'm giving a quick bite. After which I went to New York City, and I still live there. Playing music and doing all kinds of things. I think that's a little something. Yeah.
Cool. Okay. About you, Ayumi?
My name is Ayumi Ueda. I'm from Tokyo, Japan. And again, it's such an amazing experience for both of us to perform at the Kripa Hall last Tuesday. And I started singing with my father. He is also a singer-songwriter and he plays guitar. And my mom is a nurse, so I was very interested in kind of sound healing aspect of music, as well as sharing the positive message through music. So that's I started my musical journey. Also, when I was very little, probably 3 or 4 years old, I decided to be a musician. And as Brigu explained, I went to Berkeley in 2007. And I created the group called Women of the World, which is also a beautiful group that we created with people from all around the world. And yeah, so far we've been touring within US and also overseas. So one project is sharing like sound healing, new age type of music, and one with sharing lots of folk songs from all around the world with Women of the World.
Okay, thank you. And I'd like to know, when did you guys meet each other, and like how did this happen that you decided, okay, we gotta collaborate, we've got like similar musical taste or something which should have inspired you to like make it happen? Because musicians connecting itself, I think, is a very spectacular moment. So can you talk a little more on that?
So our story is quite a long one. I remember going to Boston to study music in 2007. So 10 years ago, and I think I was about 20 years old at that time, and going from India to Boston and looking at the kind of music, it was just like every time, like mind was blown, you know. But I remember the first time, like people in their lives have an experience, you know, when you see an amazing concert, you know, and you really are touched and just like mind is blasted, you know. And that happened to me at the Berkeley Performance Center, which is a very beautiful, kind of prestigious place to perform in. It's the student auditorium. And I remember sitting in there, and it was a concert called the International Folk Festival, which is where different people, it's a very diverse community, and very much akin to Oroville, a very diverse community of different people from all over the world, musicians. So it came the music of Colombia, then these guys played, then the music of, you know, somebody else, and then came the music of Japan. And I remember seeing a girl go on stage, and she had these crystal bowls, and then she started singing. And I, like, from the second she started singing, I was just like, what? I don't even know what the word is for that. Captivated, like, how? And I remember just being like, wow, you know. And then after that, it was music for somewhere else and music from somewhere else. But that kind of moment lasted with me, you know. And I guess that's how, and then later on, a few months later, we became friends. Mm-hmm. And this is a very long story. yeah, I'm not sure how to round it off in one answer. Maybe Ayumi can further elaborate.
And, and then we became friends, and we also, like, collaborated as a project for dancing, like Bollywood dancing. That's mm-hmm. the first time we kind of like started working together. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I got very interested in his personality, his, like, wisdom. And then I've seen his performance. He played also Rick Over's Dream by Michael Hedges.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful song. And he did this kind of like finger-picking style. Like, I've never seen someone who plays guitar like that before. And I'm like, wow, that's so cool. And then I think one of his concerts, he invited me to perform Crystal Ball for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then we started playing, but it was kind of like he invited me to perform, but not to collaborate much, right? But then I released the album in 2011. Then I asked him to kind of accompany my Crystal Ball with guitar, mm-hmm. the Prayer mm-hmm. to the Moon. Mm-hmm. And I think that was the first time that we kind of started composing. And then there are times that we are apart for quite a long time, and we got together for this concert.
So what brought you guys to Oroville? I mean, because it seems quite interesting. You already mentioned about a space where, like in Boston, where you mentioned that it was quite similar to Oroville, but with regards to musicians. Mm-hmm. But like, did you guys know about Oroville already? Have you been here? Or how did this happen that you came to Oroville this time? Mm.
Well, music?
No, that's your story.
That's my story. Well, I came to Oroville with my parents. They brought me here and showed me, and I had no idea what it was or what was the vibe. And as soon as I came here, I was like, whoa, this place is crazy, amazing, you know, especially Swaram and the Matramandir and the people and just everything is so beautiful. And every time I would have like a deep experience, I would think of Ayumi and I would think that, man, this girl has to come here. This is like her place, mm-hmm. you know. And so, as my place as well. But I basically tried for a while to be like, yo, you gotta come here somehow, you know, make the time. And then, you know, when the time is right, things will kind of align. And that's kind of what happened, I feel, to bring her here, to bring you here.
And did someone recommend this time, or like, how did you guys come? Like December, it's like also the 50th year of Oroville is coming. Yeah. So it's like quite a great timing, you know. You guys are like starting the vibes here, the musical vibes too. And so I don't know, like, it's just really beautiful to have you guys last time.
Thank you. Pleasure is all ours.
To Ayumi, coming from a Japanese background, there's a lot of history as well as richness and culture there. Mm. But I guess with all this changing times, I guess a lot of people forget folk music or things like, I don't know, even Crystal Bowls is like really exotic coming, maybe it was much more prevalent in the past. But what inspired you to get back into this form of music? And you can probably talk about that.
Yeah, I think studying in US and also being concert called like International Folk Festival, and you really start question yourself, what is your identity, right? So, interestingly, I started singing more of Japanese songs after I started studying in Berklee College of Music in Boston, and then I realized, wow, who am I, you know, as a Japanese person? What can I offer? So I started learning folk songs, but interesting thing is I could sing very naturally, even though I didn't like study how to sing Japanese folk song when I was a kid. I think I don't know. I had it in is it DNA or like it's the music that I've been listening when I was in Japan or, but you know those there's a little how do you call flick. For example, when I sing the Lullaby of Itsuki, the way of singing is like a how do you call it? It's called
like a flicker.
Yeah. And I'm like, wow, I had this voice within me already. So now it's like more of discovering what I have inside. So I started singing, started listening. And then I came across with the beautiful crystal singing bowl as a kind of like music therapy or sound healing practice. And then I just started singing with the bowls and trying to add Japanese aspect to it, and it really worked. So I was like, wow, that's how I kind of found my own way of expressing both my identity and also offer to create some like healing vibe, healing aspect. Yeah.
Okay. And to Brigo now. Brigo, honestly, like, I was really inspired by the lyrics which you had put in your songs.
Thank you.
I even mentioned this to you earlier, and there were two things which you had mentioned about in one of your songs. It was about traveling.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of showed me that this musician comes from a lot of experiences. It's not just practice and following certain rules, but from your own experiences, you've discovered a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And also you mentioned in another song where like how life has synchronicity, like... everything seems to be happening so perfectly. You meet the right people, right things are happening. And that's when you realize, okay, now I'm on top of the mountain and I know this feeling. And now I have to be ready to go down and embrace this falling down.
Yeah.
It has a lot of philosophy, I felt. And can you share more about your experiences or what inspired you to work on lyrics like this?
Well, just life, man. You know, like whatever you experience is kind of what comes into your music. Well, let's take it in two sections. So you've got music and you've got words, right? So I honestly feel that you're like the music that one creates, and that is true for anything that one creates, be it you know, writing or art or whatever idea, you know. But for me, in terms of music, it really is a reflection of who you are, you know, and like the qualities that you possess as a person. So, the more, how do I explain this? The more you have, like, the depth that you have, or the purity that you have, it'll be reflected in your craft, in your music, not your craft, in your music. And so, I've been trying to be a nice person, I guess. Because that is reflected in the music, you know. And the deeper you go within yourself, it comes, it reflects back onto the paper, you know, or onto whatever, the record. And so that has kind of been, and it's beautiful that way, because then you're always practicing. You're not just practicing when you've got the guitar in your hands, you know. Your practice is just always happening, you know. You're controlling your mind, you're controlling your mannerism, and it's not a restrictive process, it's actually a very, it's an opening process, you know. It's beautiful. And so that is, that just informs the music at a very deep level, I feel, you know. And that's gorgeous, because you can just keep going on and on and on and on, you know, because you can always go deep within yourself and you know, deep outside. Within other things. And then when you come to the music part of it, in terms of technique or like craft, you can basically, those nascent ideas that you have, the ideas that are just like, wow, that bout of inspiration, then when it's on the drawing board, you use your technique of like, okay, this scale or that harmony or this whatever arrangement to kind of chisel down the music and be like, okay, you know, so it's kind of this right and left, you know, right brain, left brain kind of thing, where you're kind of getting inspiration and then you chisel that, you know, with the technique that you have garnered over the years. Now, in terms of lyrics, words are kind of, it's tough for me, actually. it's tricky. I feel like I have to really push and churn out, and then something comes out. But sometimes it just comes like, shoop, the whole thing is written in like, in a go, you know, the whole song is written in like 5 minutes, you know. And that's rare. And when that happens, you're like thankful. But it's also a sign that that's a good song, you know, it just comes and can come from anywhere, you know. A good way to think about it is like when a beautiful idea comes to you, maybe it comes from somewhere else. Like we're almost all like antennas, you know, in terms of thoughts and stuff. And some come from within, but a lot comes from without also, you know. And so just to keep like yourself, like the soil as fertile as you can for when the seed falls or when thing falls, you can catch it, you know. Otherwise, if you're thinking a lot or if you're just kind of buzzing a lot, which the world kind of makes you do, a beautiful idea can come and it just bounces off, you know, and that's a shame. So it's a whole process that goes on and on. And in terms of traveling, is a beautiful. So those are not my words. Those are words by, I've forgotten the name, but it's a beautiful Urdu poet. And for those who understand Urdu, the words are Hasrat ye us musafir e bekas ki roye jo thak kar baith jata ho manzil ke samne. Which basically means that, like, feel bad for the helpless traveler who gives up out of weariness, who gives up out of tiredness, when his destination is right around the corner, you know. Like, this guy is gone, and you know, sometimes you feel like that when you've like worked really hard to like do something, to achieve something or receive something or whatever, you know, and you give up when you're just behind the finishing line, you know. And I'm sure a lot of people like feel, you know, they feel that. And then Time to Fall is just an observation that I've had with life where, and I feel it, you can feel it on, in Auroville you feel it really strong. It's actually, I really feel it here. There are days when everything is just, everything just falls into place. You know, everything is going, just the right phone call comes at the right time, the cycle arrives at the right time, you sit, you go, you know, say the right thing, everything is just boom, 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 you know. And then there are days when you're trying to get into the Matri Mandir, but man, you can't get in no matter what. And so you basically have, but these are cycles, you know. There might be other forces that are kind of like pushing you or whatever, you know, but there definitely is a cycle that's happening, whether you can see it or not. Most probably can't see it, but there is a wave that is happening, you know, and you have to ride that wave. And then if you want to go high, then buddy, you have to go down too, you know. So I'm kind of just, it's a reflection on that, you know, because people always want to go high, and obviously nobody wants to go down, you know, but that's not how it works, I feel, you know. It's like a wave. It goes up and down, so that it evens out. So I'm still trying to figure it out, you know. I'm trying to get out of this pattern, actually, because I don't want to go high and then go down again. So, yeah, just trying to figure these things out and then put it in music, and, you know. I'm just happy that people understand it, like yourself, and feel it, you know. Yeah, that's a blessing, so I'm appreciative.
Ongoing projects, and what are your upcoming projects, and when are you guys gonna come to Auroville again?
Yeah, so this Auroville, I went to Svalam yesterday and I spent some time with Aurelio. It was a very inspiring experience for me because I started getting interested in more about the sound, the beautiful sound. So I started correcting things that creates a like it's a beautiful sound, or either have a beautiful, how do you say, overtones, vibration. So yeah, my goal is to explore more of that sound journey and yeah, create the beautiful soundscape. Maybe I can make some house that has a nice sound effect and offer some sound healing more to people. That's kind of like long-term goals. But short-term, I would like to keep spreading a message of peace and unity through women of the world, and as well as solo singing. And next year, we are going to tour quite a lot. Italy, Taiwan, probably hopefully Japan and South Africa, and probably Thailand, Oman, Maldives. So I would like to meet people and then hopefully get some inspiration to create new music, combining all these beautiful cultural aspects.
India.
Yes. And all of you, yes. I would like to do... I hope to come back at least like once a year and yeah, be here, get inspired, observe this beautiful energy and meet beautiful people like we did this time as well. Yeah.
Nice plan. Very nice. My plan. No real plan as such. I have the opposite vibe of hers in terms of like hers is planned out to the dot, and mine is kind of like I don't have really any plan. I'm thinking of, man, I have no idea actually. I'm gonna go back to Pune tomorrow and then we're gonna have a beautiful New Year's party at my house on the 31st, and then on the 1st I will recover. And then on the 2nd, I will see how it goes, you know. But otherwise, I go to New York in April and find a place to stay. During my time here, between January to April, I'll probably be going on tour in India again. Definitely going to spend some time in Delhi, Chandigarh, Bangalore, Pune, Bombay. Maybe Goa, because Goa is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably pushing my record, What Is Now. It is available everywhere, actually. On Spotify, on Apple Music, on Bandcamp.com. If you just Google my name and the album name. But yeah, plans are just to keep working on music and, you know, just keep on keeping on.
Mm.
And Auroville, man, I don't want to leave, like, honestly. Mm. Never want to leave this place. Whenever you come here, just like... And we've been here for like 6 days and it's not enough, but at least, like, I've given her a taste of, like, the place, you know. And I'll be back soon, that's for sure. Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
Yes, sir!
And what do you guys like to tell other artists? Because I know you have so much... more, and for other artists, like for myself, it's like really inspiring to have met you, and I'm very sure you have more encouraging, motivating things to share from your own experiences and journey. What would you like to talk to other artists about?
Mm-hmm. So yesterday Aurelio inspired me with this word. He told me that I have lots of shanti, which is, you know, peace and, you know, share love and unity through world, but he told me that you have a shakti, so bring up your shakti as well. Which is like force and power, and I think also confidence. And if you, especially if you're an artist and musicians, you tend to be so humble, and you feel like, oh, I'm just doing what I love. I'm offering too little, but believing yourself, know your worth, and set your like value, it's such an important thing to continue as an artist and also make a path for other musicians who's following also other path as well.
Mm.
Yeah, so yes, you can decide your own value and stick with it. You don't need to like lower yourself or like, yeah, and be confident about it and keep polishing what you have. and offer it to people or to the world.
Mm-hmm. Wow, this hit me like the gong tang.
Nice.
Seriously.
Shakti.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Amy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Amy. Man, for other artists, good luck. It's heavy out there. Well, you know, it's for other artists. See, music is divine, right? Music is on some other level. Mm. Now, the fact that you're an artist, as a musician artist, is that you've been blessed with this talent, this innate gift, you know, that is so beautiful and so amazing. Now, many a times we have this thing of self-doubt and self-criticism or self-whatever. And everybody's been affected by it, not just, you know, and like people who are aspiring towards it, but people like John Coltrane or Jimi Hendrix or everybody, you know, recognize that and feel that and see that it is just a thing, you know, and try and isolate it and maybe put it away or just observe it, you know. The fact of the matter is that there is a talent that has been given and blessed to like everyone, you know, who's trying to be an artist. Nurture that talent and it'll grow. Like you only get better at things that you keep doing, you know, every day. And so if you keep practicing or if you keep having good thoughts, you know, stuff like that, it'll just keep building. It'll have a cumulative effect. And music is such a beautiful thing that's how we became musicians, man. We saw a concert and we were like, wow, what is that? Whoa, this guy's playing guitar or drums or singing or whatever. And that touched us, you know. And so that is just how it works, you know. So when I look for that all the time, I go to a concert and I get touched. Mm-hmm. Like I was touched by Ayumi, like you were touched by our concert, and you will touch somebody else, mm-hmm. you know. And that is the beauty of it, you know. And have to always remember that and be humble for just be like, wow, that is amazing, right? To have that experience, that opportunity. That is enough to keep you going on that path. Even when times seem bleak, always remember that, you know, it's a thing that has been given to us that is meant for people to feel, you know. And that is our role as artists, to give people that experience that we feel maybe on a daily basis, mm. you know, that inspiration.
Thank you, Brigo. Thank you, Ayumi.
Thank you.
Wonderful having you guys here, and my best wishes to you. Wish you a happy new year in advance.
Happy new year. Yes.
Wish you keep spreading your love and your
Likewise.
Beautiful gifts to the world and inspire more people, and wish you all the success.
Thank you. Thank you. Orville Radio.
Yes.
You guys have been
Radio.
Amazing. Thank yes. you so much. Have a beautiful Well, Christmas has already happened, but have a beautiful new year, and may 2018 be blessed and happy.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Awesome.